Unit 6. Lesson 21. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. Rick has studied Putonghua since April. 2. She has already grown up a lot, hasn't she? 3. We have known each other for a long time. 4. John is a bit worried about the maths exam. 5. They are very excited about visiting Holland next week. 6. You have just heard Annie's news, haven't you? 7. We have worked together for years. 8. Our team has won 3 matches since last month.
Exercise 2. Read questions 1 and 2. Listen and circle the correct answers.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the story, The Red Shoes.
How many pages have you read?
14 pages. Exercise 3. Listen and complete the sentences.
1. Rick has started Putonghua since April. 2. They have been in Guangzhou for 6 years. 3. I have known Ying Tian since New Year's Day. 4. She has taught us for 9 months. 5. He has seen 2 films since last Monday. 6. He has been in Foshan for a long time.
Lesson 22. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. Have they moved to a new house? 2. The students ran out of the classroom when class was over. 3. There are 7 people in his family. He needs a very large house. 4. The population of Little Town is 3,000. 5. Our exams have finished for this term. 6. Have you been ill recently?
Exercise 2. Listen and circle the answers.
Question 1. Where are Kate and Bob now? Where have Kate and Bob gone?
They have gone to London.
Have they been there before?
Of course. They lived there before they came to China.
Question 2. When did Ben begin to live in Guangzhou? Where did Ben live before he came to Guangzhou?
He lived in New York.
When did he come to Guangzhou?
In 1995.
Question 3. What did Li Deming talk about? Have you ever spoken to an Englishman, Li Deming?
Yes, I have.
What did you talk about?
We talked about my family.
Question 4. When did Mr. Chun visit Beijing for the first time? Have you ever been to Beijing, Mr. Chun?
Yes. I have been there many times.
How many times?
I've forgotten. But my first visit to Beijing was in 1996.
Question 5. Which city does Mr. Huang like best? You have been to a lot of places, haven't you, Mr. Huang?
Yes, I have.
Which city do you like best?
Well, Paris, I think. Exercise 3. Listen and circle the correct answers.
1. Mr. Chen has gone to Guilin. Where is he now?
2.
Mr. Chen was in Xi'an 2 months ago. Where is he now?
3.
Mr. Chen has just been to Guangzhou. Where is he now?
4.
Mr. Chen has been in Beijing for 2 weeks. Where is he now?
5.
Mr. Chen is having a meeting in Xi'an. Where is he now?
Exercise 4. Listen and then circle the correct word or phrase to fill in the sentences.
Many people in the world live in the countryside, but the population in the cities is growing faster and faster. In most countries of the world, one city is much bigger than the other cities. Often it is the capital city. London is the largest city in the UK, and it is also the capital. New York is not the capital of the USA, but it is the sixth largest city in the world, and it has almost 8 million people. The capital is Washington, D.C. It has only 800,000 people. Canberra is one of the smallest cities in Australia. Only about 350,000 people live there. It is also the newest city in Australia. It has only been the capital since 1915.
Lesson 23. Exercise 1. Listen to Annie, Mei Hua, and Ying Tian talking about De Ming. Circle the correct answers. Annie, have you seen De Ming this afternoon?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen him either. I think he is at home now. Yesterday, he told me he was sick and couldn't come to our party today.
Mei Hua, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
How long has he been like that?
Since yesterday morning.
Has he been to see a doctor?
I think so. Shall we go to see him, Ying Chan?
That's a good idea. Let's go and see him after the party. Annie, have you seen De Ming this afternoon?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen him either. I think he is at home now. Yesterday, he told me he was sick and couldn't come to our party today.
Mei Hua, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
How long has he been like that?
Since yesterday morning.
Has he been to see a doctor?
I think so. Shall we go to see him, Ying Chan?
That's a good idea. Let's go and see him after the party. Exercise 3. Listen and circle the word or phrase that you hear.
1. Groan. 2. News. 3. I have waited for half an hour. 4. The boys bought some pears. 5. Mr. Watson has visited the Great Wall. 6. 3,540,000. 7. 13,430,000.
Exercise 4. Read after the tape. Listen carefully to the verbs.
1. John has eaten a lot of fruit today. 2. I have lived here for 10 years. I lived in Beijing before. 3. She has been a young pioneer for 5 years. 4. Jiang Xiaoling has washed her face. She washed it before breakfast. 5. I think the film has begun. It began 5 minutes ago. 6. She began to write letters at 8. She has already written 2 letters. 7. It has been 2 months since the new term began. 8. I'm tired because I have just walked 2.5 kilometers.
Lesson 24. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words. Have you ever been to London? Have you got any pictures of London? London is the capital of the UK. It is on the River Thames. It is a very big city with a population of about 7 million. The city has got a lot of green parks and gardens. When you are there, you must see the National Gallery and the Science Museum. It is easy to walk everywhere in the centre of London. Today, fewer people live in the centre of the city and more people live in the suburbs. They travel into the city to work. 50 years ago, the River Thames was a very dirty river, but they have cleaned it now. The air in London is much cleaner, too. Exercise 3. Listen and circle the correct answers to the questions you hear.
Question 1. Why is Kate going to move to Shanghai?
You haven't heard Kate's news yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
She is going to move to Shanghai.
Why?
Her father has a new job there.
Question 2. When was Tim in Paris?
Have you been to Paris, Tim?
Yes, I have been there for a few days.
When were you there?
I was there in July last year.
Question 3. How long has Mr. Brown been in Guangdong?
How long have you been in Guangdong, Mr. Brown?
I have been here since October 1995.
How do you like Guangdong?
Very much.
Question 4. When did Miss White come to Guangzhou?
You haven't been to Guangzhou before, have you, Miss White?
Yes, I have.
When did you come to Guangzhou?
I came here for a holiday 3 years ago.
Question 5. What's the population of Liverpool?
You have moved to Liverpool, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Is it a big city?
Yes, it has a population of about 550,000. Exercise 4. Listen and say if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F.
I have some news to tell you about Lee Wen-Qing. She is going to move to Sydney, Australia. She will soon have a new home. She is happy because she will be able to see her grandparents. But she is sad, too, because she loves Guangzhou and she has many good friends here. She is worried because neither she nor her parents are good at English. She has learned English for only a few years, since she was in grade 5 at primary school. She doesn't know much English.